Thank you, President Sheila. It's my pleasure and really great honor to introduce our District Governor, Katie Smarto. Katie joined the Rotary Club of Kokomo Early Risers in 2003 and served as the club's president in 2007-2008. In 2011, she transferred to the Rotary Club of Carmel. Katie previously served on the Carmel Club's Board of Directors as the club's membership chair. She is a Paul Harris Fellow Plus Three. Katie is also the Vice President and Corporate Banking Officer with the National Bank of Indianapolis. She's very active in her community and serves on a number of not-for-profit boards. In 2014, she was recognized as one of the best and brightest in her industry in Central Indiana by Junior Achievement. Katie's a graduate of the Krannert School of Management at Purdue University, earning her bachelor's degree in 2001. She and her husband, Frank, live in Noblesville. They are huge Boilermaker fans and of all sports related to Purdue. And they're very hopeful that the new coach will be hired soon, since they haven't missed a game since 1997. So as you can see, she's very loyal to what she does. They enjoy traveling and visiting friends and family around the globe. Katie's hobbies include reading, CrossFit, and yoga. Now, if everyone will stand, and please welcome our District Governor, Katie Smarto.
Thank you very much. I was just trying to decide if I should ask Larissa to give my presentation this afternoon. That was very well done, young lady. Nice job. Thank you, President Sheila, for having me, and Jeff for the kind introduction. I appreciate that. Thank you, everybody, for having me, and special thanks to the board for coming nice and early. We had a very nice meeting about an hour before the regular club meeting, and I appreciate all the thoughts and feedback and suggestions that I received from your board. Your club does an incredible amount of work in the community, as you all know. I know that pretty much everybody in the club is active in some way or another, and I appreciate everything that you do, and appreciate all the thoughts that were shared during the board meeting. As Jeff mentioned, I am an active Boilermaker, proud Boilermaker. I just got back from Vegas yesterday evening, and I broke the cardinal rule. I bet on the Boilermakers to beat the Hoosiers on Saturday, so I apologize to all my fellow Boilermakers for making that mistake. I think I'm responsible for that loss. Sorry about that. I started my Rotary career with Kokomo Early Risers, which is in this same district, obviously just a little bit up north on US 31. I grew up in Carmel, went to Purdue, came back, and my husband and I bought a house in Westfield, but I got a job in community banking. I've always been in community banking, but the job was offered to me to do private banking up in Kokomo. And I'd never been to Kokomo before. I didn't know anything about Kokomo, but I was asked to sell banking services. So I got involved because I thought I needed to get to know people in the community, and so I started getting involved in the chamber. That seemed like the first place to start. And I was at a chamber event and talking to somebody and kind of asking about the best way to get involved in the community, get to know people, best way to network. And it was suggested to me by the gentleman I was talking to that I should get involved in Rotary. And my response to that was, what is Rotary? I had no idea what Rotary was. I think I was 23 or 24, and I had no experience with Rotary and had not had any exposure to that at that point. So he actually did not talk about community service at all when he was explaining to me what Rotary was, but he said it's a great way to get to know the movers and shakers in the community. It's a great group of people, he said, and he was right. He said, the decision makers in the community are involved in Rotary. And he did the best thing that he could have done. He said, come with me as a guest to my next meeting. And since what I wanted was obviously to get to know the movers and shakers in the community, the decision makers, I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. He said, great, we meet at 7 o'clock in the morning at the Kokomo Country Club. And that didn't sound awesome, but I was willing to take a chance. So 7 o'clock in the morning, I found myself at Kokomo Country Club and met him there. And he was right. The people in that club were awesome. They were very welcoming to me, a lot of fun, glad to have me there. And they welcomed me there. Actually, does everybody know Hitesh Patel in your club? Hitesh, where are you? He was a fellow Rotarian of my up in Kokomo, part of an Early Risers group. He's now a member of your club. And so my first visit to that club, I had an incredible first impression. And they did something which was really important. They asked me to come back. They asked me to join. And so I did. So I submitted my membership application. I thought I can be there 7 o'clock in the morning once a week. That's not that bad. So I joined Kokomo Early Risers and showed up for the most part on a weekly basis. And then one of my fellow Rotarians by the name of Steve Shupard, just a few weeks into the my membership, maybe 5 or 6 weeks in, he said, Katie, we have an opportunity for you. We would love for you to serve as secretary of our club. Now, I don't know how many people in this club have been a member of a smaller Rotary club, but things work a little bit different in smaller clubs. I know in this club, you get to learn how to kind of petition and run for officers. In a smaller club, you are essentially begged to serve as an officer. And he presented that as a great opportunity for me. He said, you get to serve as secretary, and with that you get to sit at the front of the room and greet all the members as they come in, and you'll get to know all the members of the club, and you just check them off the list. And that's how he presented that as that job. Full job description right there. So, by the way, that's not the full job description, but I went ahead and said, okay, that sounds awesome, because what did I want? I wanted to get to know all the members of the club, right? So I said yes, and then I learned that's not the full job description. But that's okay. I said yes, and because I was a member of Rotary, surrounded by Rotarians, I had the full support of my fellow Rotarians once I learned that was not the full job description. So I did become secretary of my club. And I sat at the front of the room and I greeted my fellow Rotarians and I got to know my Rotarians. But something more important happened once I said yes to that opportunity. I got a seat on the board for my Rotary Club. I was 24. I was 24, and it was the first opportunity I'd ever have to sit on a board, my first board seat. So I began to learn through Rotary. I began to learn board governance. I began to learn about the service that my Rotary Club did in that community, in the Kokomo community. I didn't really know that until I sat on the board, what type of service they did in that community. I began to learn about the international projects that that club was doing overseas in Africa, a literacy project that they did, a school that they were supporting in Africa. I learned about polio. I had no idea what polio was until I joined Rotary and sat on that board. I began to develop leadership skills through my involvement in that board. I began to have better exposure to budget building and understanding how to read a budget and present on a budget. I began to really develop relationships and friendships with my fellow Rotarians and my friends in that club because of the opportunity that I had to sit on that board. I actually began to develop public speaking skills because I had to present stuff to the board. I had to present stuff to my club. I ultimately had the opportunity to serve my club as president after I served as secretary for a few years because it took me that long to figure it out, I think. Rotary gave me an opportunity to build those skills that I had not been given before. And it gave me an opportunity to build those skills in a safe environment because my fellow Rotarians were around me helping me. They weren't judging me. They weren't subjecting me to making mistakes in front of a client, in front of a prospect. Mistakes weren't gonna show up on a review. These opportunities were given to me in a safe place. In Rotary, where we're all friends. I probably would get laughed at, but that's okay, because it was just Rotary. Nobody was gonna get hurt. We were just doing good in the community, right? So I had the opportunity to serve as president and loved every minute of it. We tried new things. We had a lot of fun. I really learned what it was like to serve the community in that capacity. I've since been given the opportunity to explore new ways to serve at the district level, obviously. And I really began to understand how Rotary has truly changed my life. And I'm sharing this story with you because I want to share a different perspective on what membership to this organization can bring to a young person's life, the type of impact and the type of change that it has made in my life. Rotary has given me the opportunity to travel all over the world, to work on projects that have saved people's lives, changed people's lives. It's given me the opportunity to make some of the very best friends that I have in my whole life. And Rotary, as an organization, is challenged for membership, challenged in a big way. This district is challenged for membership. Pretty much all of our clubs in this district are challenged for membership. And we lost a club out of this district last year. We lost significant amount of members out of this club or out of this district last year, and we lost them for a number of reasons, not any one reason. We lost them because people moved to Florida. We lost them because some members just got too old to start coming to club meetings. We lost them, unfortunately, because some people died. We lost them because people had job changes or just because they were not interested in coming to Rotary anymore. But we have opportunity to show what we can do for people. We have the opportunity to create opportunities for leadership. I'm thankful every day that I was invited to come to a Rotary meeting, every day, because it's changed my life. I'm even more thankful that I was asked to serve my club as secretary. That might sound crazy, but it's true. Steve Schubert, who asked me to serve as secretary, he didn't look at me and say, you know what, she's 24 years old. Let's wait and see if this works out with her. Let's wait and see if she's gonna be a good Rotarian. Let's wait and see if she's really secretary material. No, they asked me, and then they gave me a reason to come every single week, to be at Kokomo Country Club at 6:40 in the morning every single week, to be there. They took a chance on me. And I think we have an obligation to do the same with our new Rotarians. Give them a reason to come, create opportunities for our new Rotarians to get engaged, give them responsibility, give them an opportunity to give back to us. I applaud this club. You guys are a model for other clubs in the district. The under 40 program that you've put together, the new opportunities that you're creating for engagement, thinking outside the box. So I applaud you for doing that. That's really incredible. But continue to think along those lines, and the new members that you have coming in, give them the responsibility and give them the opportunity to create new programs and let them run with that. If there are things that are district programs that you haven't tried before, that you haven't explored before, give them a try and allow a new member to come in and run with it. If there's district support that's there, or even if it's not there yet, I'm happy for it to be there. That's the whole reason that we exist, is to support your club and your club members. So allow us to do that. Our district is challenged in ways of membership, and we want to fix that, and we need to be intentional about doing that, seeking out new members and new types of members, and simply making the ask. You may change somebody's life by doing that. And tell me how we can be of value to you as a district and create resources for you. We have a number of opportunities to do that. We have the district conference coming up in April. It's not really coming up, but it feels like it's coming up if you're on this side of it. This year we're holding that at the Children's Museum. We're trying to do something a little bit different and put together a list of speakers that we think will be fun, educational, informative, speakers that are going to talk about engaging millennials and attracting millennials, speakers that are going to talk about the sex trade epidemic. It's a family-friendly event, so if you've got young kids at home, if you've got grandchildren at home, bring them. We'd love to see you there. We want to hear ideas of speakers that you want to see. We want to see you there. It's on Saturday the 29th, which is the full day. Friday night beforehand is a gala dinner. We're going to celebrate the 100th centennial celebration for the foundation. It's like a cocktail hour and then a gala dinner celebration. Come to one, come to both. Have fun with it. We'd love to see you there. We'd love to hear what it would take to get you there and have fun. It's in your own back door. One of your very own club members, Brina O'Neill, is a key person that's helping to plan this, so we'd love to pass your thoughts through her if you've got some ideas. This year, the International Convention is in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it's like a 10-hour drive. If you've never been to an international convention, you don't know what you're missing. They're expecting 50,000 Rotarian and Rotarian family members to be there this year to really get you recharged on what's happening with Rotary. Might even be able to announce the eradication of polio at this event. Some of the most incredible speakers have been asked to speak. I know Malala, Nobel Prize winner, Matt Damon, if that doesn't get you there, I don't know what does. I applaud this club for all the work that you guys do in this community. It's incredible. So thank you for that, and let me know what we can do to help drive membership and drive and put out the good works of the community efforts. So I appreciate that. But I would love to hear feedback, questions, comments, thoughts.